White King by Juan Gomez Jurado, read by Scott Brick. For Babs, because I love her. For Carmen, for her loyalty. For Antonia, for lending me her name. An ending. Antonia Scott has less than 3 minutes. To other people, 3 minutes can seem a negligible amount of time. Not for Antonia. It could be said her mind is capable of storing vast quantities of data. Yet Antonia's brain isn't a hard drive. It could be said she is capable of visualizing in detail the entire street map of Madrid. And yet, Antonia's brain isn't a GPS. Antonia's brain is more like a jungle. A jungle full of monkeys leaping at top speed from vine to vine, carrying things. Many monkeys and many things swinging past one another in midair and baring their fangs. Except that Antonia has learned how to tame them. This is just as well, because Antonia Scott doesn't have 3 minutes. Two men in balaclavas and a woman with a friendly face have abducted her police partner, Inspector John Gutierrez. Antonia Scott doesn't run after the van. She doesn't shout for help. She doesn't make a desperate emergency call. Antonia Scott does none of those things, because Antonia Scott isn't like the rest of us. What she does is pause. 10 seconds. That's all the time she allows herself. In 10 seconds, eyes closed, hands braced against the wall of a building to steady her nerves, Antonia is able to calculate the 3 most likely routes out of the city center, memorize everything about the van and the kidnappers, decide on a plan to save John's life. She opens her eyes. She dials a special telephone number, one that tells Mentor he doesn't need to speak when he picks up. Simply listen and do as she tells him. Antonia dictates the exact words he has to send out in an APB, Inspector Gutierrez, 10-37 Mercedes Vito, top priority. The vehicle license plate, 9344FSY, and the color, white, of course. Then she chooses one of the 3 possible routes, the one where the police patrol cars need to converge. Pirámides, Madrid Rio, Legazpi. Of these 3, Madrid Rio is the most complicated, the slowest, the least likely, because there's always a traffic jam. Also, there's a police precinct right by the exit. Antonia immediately rules it out. That leaves Legazpi and Pirámides. She chooses Pirámides. It's the most direct, the quickest, the most obvious. It isn't an easy choice. Inspector Gutierrez's life is at stake. When the survival of one of the 3 people you care most about in the world depends on you, you'd think you could make a rational decision. But this, it's a coin toss. And Antonia doesn't like that one bit. An APB. Ruano flicks the blinker at the last minute. Instead of going back to the precinct, he heads in the opposite direction. Around one last time. Do you mind? Irritated, his partner glances at his watch. It's late. His shift ended 11 minutes ago, and he wants to go home to his wife. But Osorio indulges his rookie partner. It's the end of the month. It's not that Ruano is behind with his fines. The idea that traffic cops have quotas is, of course, an urban myth. How many do you need? 15. No big deal. We can make that up from double parkers on Carlos 5. Stopping outside the bar El Brillante in the square for just a sec isn't a good idea. To a traffic cop who needs to fill his quota, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. 2 laps around the traffic.